it's been a long, hard season now. It's one thing saying that you could do it, and then actually doing it's another thing now. So thankfully we got over the line there.
Yeah, and you got over the line with a little bit to spare during the week. Portrush, your opponents, you needed a point to clinch promotion and the title, and that's what you did.
We had a good second and third quarter on Wednesday night. That the boys really, really played well in that game. So now we got over the line. We needed one point, as you said, and we're still a game left, but that's nice to get the job done at first ask.
So, looking at the league table, I think you're unbeaten all season and just a couple of draws, so it doesn't lie. You've been the best team in your league.
We've played some good hockey. The results speak for themselves. We've gone unbeaten a few draws, and it hasn't been easy. There was a game where we were probably lucky to get a draw as well, but we stuck in and held out.
Yeah. So at the start of the campaign, the target was obviously to win the league. Did it pan out pretty much as you expected? Did you expect it to be easier or harder?
No. Look, as I say, we knew coming down, it wasn't going to just be straightforward. We didn't really know a lot about the teams we were playing against. But no, it hasn't been really easy. There's been a very, very few hard games, particularly against Police and Portrush and CA as well. We've played them. It's just everything has went to plan, but it has not been easy.
So just to explain the structure of Irish hockey, at the top level there is the All-Ireland League, and then within Ulster there's the Premier Division, and then the Intermediate, and then various other leagues. So you're now back up to essentially what's the top flight below All-Ireland level.
Yeah, that's what we're back into Premier League again. That's a huge step up again now, but and then again into the Irish League is a massive step again. But it's a great achievement for the club, you know, to go down last season really hurt. Yeah. And you know, it didn't play out last season the way we wanted it, and then to go back up again at the first time of trying, that is a good achievement now.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, it's fair to say over the years, Rafoe have been a bit of a yo-yo club, because when you've gone up, it's always a battle to stay up at a higher level. And then when you've come down, you've usually been able to respond and bounce back, sometimes maybe not the first season, but the second or third time.
Yeah, that's probably, you summed it up there. You know, we do get up, and the number one, number one priority is survival. That's what's going to be next year, is staying up. And then when you do come down, you do look to get up again straight away if possible, or very, very soon.
And the club, I think your seconds are in a final today, and of course the ladies have had a good season too. That, you know, it's a lot of hard work going in behind the scenes, the only senior club in Donegal, and, you know, credit to all involved.
Our seconds are playing today in a cup final, so hopefully they can do the business. Wish them all the best. And it's a Monday to Saturday organising or thinking about something, and then that's a full-time job, you know, nearly say at times, you know. Never mind work on top of it.
So tell us a little bit about the current first team. Are there a number of players who've broken into it this season? There's a few old wise heads there as well, I see.
There is. There's a few players that were playing back in 2012 and 13 whenever we done the double, and have continued to play. And then this last season or two, there has definitely been a few young men come through this year especially. You know, it's great to see them. The club's needing more of them as soon as possible, and they've come in and they've kept their place, and the future will be bright for them if they keep at it, you know. So,
and between the school and the club, quite a few players have gone on to represent Ulster and also Irish recognition as well. So, you know, you're certainly playing your part.
We do. We are, as you say, there's, and them top teams like Yarvie and Banbridge, you would say the top two teams in the country, and there's Rafoe men playing and winning competitions with them, you know. So we're probably punching above our belt probably at times, you know, but that's good to see them go on and as long as they remember where they came from, I suppose.
So now that the season on the wind down, you've just the one league game left. Are there any further cup competitions?
No, one game, and that's us finished. Us finished for the season now.
And then regroup for next year.
Regroup for pre-season come July time or August time. That's when another really hard work starts.
And tell us just the club overall, how many teams are being fielded at the moment?
The men's have three and the ladies have two teams.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can continue to keep the amount of teams we have going.
Yeah, and as the game has evolved, a couple of decades ago, players were playing on grass, then it moved to shale, then sand-based astroturf and various artificial, but it's pretty much all on artificial surfaces now, particularly the sand-based and water-based.
It'll be mainly sand-based and water-based now. 99% of pitches probably across the country are all of them, like, there are not too many shields left now, if any, to be honest.
Yeah. And the transition for some of the older players going from the old shale, you know, many a club didn't like coming to Rafoe. It was a tough away trip coming down from Belfast or down or wherever, and it's still been a bit of a fortress for you this season.
We do play well at home. It's like every other team, you get the crowd behind you, and you use your home advantage as best as possible. Even the new pitch this year has been a huge help to play on. Our old pitch was just getting a bit hard and a bit, but it's done its time. And this pitch, the new pitch, has been brilliant now, in fairness. That's like playing on a carpet.
And like every club, you know, credit to all those volunteers and the fundraising, because it takes a big effort to keep the club on the road. And because of the geographical location, there is a lot of travel.
There is. Oh, hey, if the fundraising wasn't done and certain people didn't look into things, the club wouldn't exist, as simple as that. You know, the travel is probably our biggest challenge. You know, every time we go away, you're nearly away for the full day, the time you know me. So our nearest game is probably will be Cookstown, and that's still an hour and 10, 15 minutes away. So. Yeah, travel's a challenge.
So in conclusion, as captain of the team, you know, you must be delighted and a proud man.
I am, definitely. It's a full team effort. You know, Richard Tunney coming on board as coach this year has probably made the biggest difference from last year to this year. Without him, I just don't know if we'd be where we are or where we'd be going, you know. So it's been a huge effort from everybody involved, definitely has.
And looking forward to next year, onwards and upwards.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Survival is going to be number one priority, and all we can do is try our best and hope for the best.